1790, the first two slave ships arrived in New Orleans. 1746, because here's one of the keys to discover why jazz was started in New Orleans. In 1746, they created a place called, I guess in French it would be Place de Negro, or Place de Negro, or another name for it is Congo Square. There was a dance that was brought over called a bambula, B-A-M-B-O-U-L-A-S, bambula. And there was a drum that was also the name of bambula. It was a hollowed out log with a skin over the top. And so they would play this drum, and they'd have bells on their ankles, and hit keys and chains and bells and stuff like that. And they created this thing, which eventually evolved to become jazz. Almost every country in the world has the marching band. Think about it. Because every country at some time or another has been colonized. And quite often what the country does is they bring their army. And with their army comes the marching band. So you've got marching bands in India. You've got marching bands in Suriname. You've got marching bands in South Africa. You've got marching bands all through Southeast Asia, China, and Mexico. You've got the marching band. Now, we have the marching band. And we spoke about John Philip Sousa. Now, what happened in New Orleans during the Mardi Gras parades and during the time at Congo Square was these marching band instruments started being introduced into Congo Square, so it wasn't just balafone. Now, balafone is like a marimba. It's like a piano, but it's made of wood. The translation for balafone is talking wood. A lot of these band instruments came into New Orleans and started playing a part in what was going on at Congo Square. One of those people was Buddy Bolden. Now, Buddy, but I told you, he was born in 1877. He's old enough to have been around and listened to what went on in Congo Square. So therefore, what he played was a direct descendant to what was going on in Congo Square. And he was supposed to have been one of the more lively players during that time and kind of predecessor to people like Louis Armstrong and King Oliver. In the South, after the Civil War between 1865 and 1877, that 12-year period, New Orleans was the safest place to be because they had federal troops there. So there was no rape, there was no lynching going on. There was very little Jim Crow going on. So a lot of people from Arkansas, Mississippi, other parts of the South migrated to New Orleans. And what did they bring with them? They brought with them the blues. They brought with them field hollers. They brought with them blues guitar. And so a lot of these things started to get, you see the guitar in this picture. A lot of these things started to get blended together with Buddy Bolden's influences from Congo Square and direct lineage into African music, to blues coming from other parts of the South. Marching band instruments start getting used to play American folk music American folk music means movies, stomps, rags, because at this period, this is the time of ragtime. So you've got this kind of amalgamation of 150-year, 140-year history of Congo Square coming together with marching band instruments, and suddenly, the thing is about to start happening. We're about to have jazz spelled J-A-S-S in New Orleans, and it's going to get changed to J-A-Z-Z. Now, what I'm about to do now is play a song that comes from Suriname. Okay. Now, Suriname is another part of that African diaspora where slaves came over. Some went to Suriname, some went to Cuba, some went to St. Croix, St. Kitts, Virgin Islands, all the islands through the Caribbean, Dominican Republic, Haiti, so forth and so on. And the marching band went to all these places. You have Suriname British, you have Suriname Dutch, and you have Suriname French. The French is famous for Devil's Island, the penal colony. The British is kind of unfortunately famous for Jim Jones, who had all those people commit suicide, religious cult person. And for me, the Dutch is famous for this music. Now, this is a music that parallels New Orleans, parallels these bands that you see here. However many miles, 1,000 miles, 900 miles, or whatever, across the Caribbean Sea. They've taken exactly the instrumentation that you see in these ensembles, they have in Suriname. It looks exactly, it's absolutely amazing how these cultures, these parallel cultures existing, developed exactly the same way, but the music that they created was night and day different. We're going to play a song called Sugarfinger, it comes from Suriname, where we're going to take these same instruments, and you'll see it has a much more Caribbean, a Trinidadian, has a little Latin thing in it, so it's got a mixture of all those flavors coming out of Suriname. Thank you.
Thank you.